Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2011. And we'll be having our 8-hour body rejuvenation call coming up this weekend, intensive. And we start at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it goes for 8 hours, getting rid of these alien critters, life forms that are living with you, may or may not know about. That's what's coming up this coming Sunday. And today we'll have our new Q&A phone number to call in on. It'll be after this program. And maybe I'll just turn it over to Carrie here. You're up and about there, Carrie. Are you up somewhere?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. So it's December 14th, Wednesday. We're on Station 1 on BBS Radio. And, yeah, the Q&A tonight in 1 hour. Larry has typed in the number there. Thank you, Larry. It's area code 559-546-1301. This is a new number, so this is the first time. So any other number that you have, don't use that tonight. This is the new number for the Q&A for Wednesdays and Fridays. The PIN is 69-75-90, and then the pound sign, 697590 pound. Also, for emailing your questions, use CLS, like Creation Light Chip, CLS questions, plural, at yahoo.com. Make them as short and concise as you can, and put in the subject line, if you would, that you're listening tonight. And you can use this email address for the Q&A on Friday night. Also, just mention in the subject line which of the two nights you're going to be listening. So I'm just reading through the fast chat now. Keith is asking, is it too late to get on the intensive this month? So it isn't, Ron, and Keith. So Ron, maybe you want to just mention how you go about doing that. The Sunday, there are three Sundays starting this coming Sunday for the 8-hour intensives.
Just go to the website and click on it. It'll probably be, I think, at the very top of the website or on the left side where it's conference calls, and just go into there and use PayPal, and you're ready to go. So this will be our second Sunday. We have one more on the 25th. So what they do is we get rid of alien critters. So I'll just do a sample of that here. The most common ones are the octopus energies. But instead of doing that tonight, I'm going to do the ones in your joints. These are like caterpillar energies, sometimes little small ants. Critters cause a problem, and so does their poisons, waste products, and dead carcasses. I want you all to kind of maybe look at one of your joints in your body. Maybe you have a wrist problem. Maybe your shoulders hurt. Maybe it's hips, knees. Just kind of focus on that, ankles. And it's up to you to decide where you wish to go to with this clearing. Just pick one particular area. It'll be, if it's normally, it'll be on both sides, left and right. So here we go. We're going to take out these energies that live in your joints. So here we go. These are some of these alien life forms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, I'd like you all to maybe get up, or, you know, if it's just your elbows, wrist or something, shoulders, you may not have to get up and move, but if you have other locations, I want you all to get up and move around, if that's the case, and let's see if you're feeling a little better. Some of that stiffness has left you. Those are the critters. Next time I'm going to do the poisons. Here we go. So each one of these should benefit you. So 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do the waste products. Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Use in more of these waste products. I'll use the word stronger, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we're going to get rid of the dead carcasses. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So just kind of see how you're feeling. Check out your joints and just see if this has helped you. If it has helped you, then what we do on the conference calls, we work with, you know, different locations in your body, you know, brain, you know, all over, get rid of these critters. So we go into many, many rooms in quarantine to do this. And you normally feel better afterwards. So even though it sounds like 8 hours is a daunting long phone call and you go, oh, man, I don't know, it goes by very, very quickly for you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Thanks. Ron and Bonnie is saying, oh, I need joints. Thanks. Thank you so much. Kathy is asking if the January 1st call, conference call, is confirmed and the time for that. And yes, it is, Kathy. It is at 1 p.m. Pacific, so 4 p.m. Eastern. And Ron, for anyone who isn't aware of that one, what that one's about, since you just do that one once a year, maybe you can briefly describe what people can expect on that call. It's a $20 call. You can sign up through PayPal. So over to you, Ron.
Yeah, what we do is we bring in the energy that the Earth Spirit is going to be using for ascension. And the particular month will be a little different. So we do 1 month at a time, executive order, able to sit with the energy. And what I'd like people to do beforehand is just write down some affirmations for the year of what you may wish to manifest. And you can kind of see what month that might fit into, you know, for the manifestation process. So it may not even be in the order that you think it needs to be. But you're actually feeling the energy that the Earth Spirit is going to be bringing in, and you're dealing with that energy on the planet Earth here. How you relate to that, and it may not be in stone completely, but it'll give you a pretty good idea of what's going to be happening. This is quite a nice call that we get on. People love it. Tell your friends if they want to experience the ascension energies for 2012. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Sherry was just asking a little bit ago on the fast chat, was there a clone clearing offered this past Monday? And yes, there was. Are you going to continue doing those for now on Monday, Ron, just so people know that there's more coming?
Yeah, next Monday we'll do one also. We'll just see what happens from there. I think the clearing is getting closer to be put up, but we'll just keep doing this as long as, you know, people would like to have it, I think. But what I will say is on Monday, it'd be a little far out for some of you. Especially the women, and I'm sure men too, but talked with someone who was on the call, and during the call we were working with the reproductive system, and normally this mainly was probably for women, although men are also donors too, but normally with women, the aliens can put inside of you a fetus and remove it maybe a month to month and a half after started to form, we'll say. Okay, so this one lady had some kind of premonitions of this, and then I happened to do it on the call, and I picked up there's probably 2 to 3 women on the clone call that had this, and what we're doing is just taking away energies from the cloning process where people would be having these fetuses in them of alien life forms. So it may sound kind of strange to some of the listeners out here. This gets done all the time, so to me it's nothing new. Anyway, what she had was this beautiful, because I was looking at it as she was talking to me, beautiful lion hybrid type of being. So that would mean that the alien race was lions, and they wanted to bring forth a human version of that, like what we are, with lion energy and a lion body. So this is kind of how I'm perceiving that. So you could say, well, is that good or bad? You know, are they experimenting with us doing this here? Well, we have a lot of our mythology where we have seen kind of or heard about, we haven't seen it, but heard about weird type of beings, you know, that is part animal, you know, part human. And so, yeah, that's all real real stuff. This one energy is very, very beautiful. That was just, you know, that I saw. So is it bad? Well, it's kind of up to you to decide that. Sometimes you don't know what's happening to you, and maybe you might just be a carrier or an incubator, we'll say, for these here. I don't know what else to say about that, but sometimes it's not too bad of an experience, even though it's probably against your free will, free choice. So for that, I'd say it would be bad, but otherwise, it happens all the time. So I go on with this here. What I'll do is let everybody experience this energy, okay, from this hybrid, if you wish. Now, you don't have to experience this if you're the first-time listener and you go, uh-oh, I don't want to feel alien energies, especially a hybrid. That's okay. You don't have to do this. But I'll bring it in to everybody. I'll bring it in on the show here. You can actually feel this. To me, it's just very precious. It's a very loving energy. Here it comes. So I'll count to 10 to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it will leave in about 5 minutes. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This energy is on the light ship right now, and it's in the baby room, we'll call it, okay? And here it goes, and it'll have a spirit put into it. And it already had one from the alien races, but it'll be on the light ship until it matures, and then it will leave. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there's the energy there. The way it kind of works, if you're a woman, is you may miss your monthly cycle, we'll say, one time. I mean, what's going on, you know? Well, maybe just my hormones are kind of off or something, you know, and you normally don't know what's happening. Then you may feel a little pregnant, but not knowing who you are. And the test may not even indicate that, okay? That's another strange thing. And then all of a sudden, you may get feel your anatomy changing somewhat. And in about a month and a half, all of a sudden everything goes away. And you go, wow, that's, you know, I don't know what happened, but just one of those weird things. You know, maybe it's, like I said, my hormones or this or that or the other, not knowing how to really explain it. But then it's over. And that's what happened. The fetus gets extracted, and it goes to wherever the alien race is typically. This time, because we're on the light ship doing these healings, the clones, the ones that were spotted in the women, were actually taken to the light ship and removed, and they're put in whatever it needs to be to have them mature to their normal cycle. It will be like little children, we'll say. And it's quite a nice experience. You see a lot of these energies. So is a hybrid bad? Not necessarily. Is it against your free will? I would say more than likely, because you never physically agreed to it physically. So that's the only downside, is that you're still kind of being messed with. But I've known women who's maybe had half a dozen children, from the alien. So what was it they're using? More than likely not, but they have them, and they know about them, and it makes them feel very nice. And like their life is fulfilled because they have alien hybrids, we'll say, somewhere out there in the universe. They know that the loving energy is there. So back to you, Carrie. Energy will be here for the next, we'll just say 5 minutes, and then we'll take it away. So just to kind of enjoy it, you may enjoy, feeling the presence of a little hybrid lion a cub, we'll say, with a human body resemblance. Oh, here we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, that's very, very interesting. I haven't heard you talk about this in that way before, and it certainly doesn't feel like a negative energy. That's really interesting. Is it the same race that made the Sphinx? I'm sitting here wondering as you're telling us this.
It sort of feels that way to me, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, maybe, Ron, for people who haven't been on the call yet, or there probably aren't too many people that haven't heard about the clone clearance you're doing, but just in case there are a few, maybe you want to just describe what else goes on the calls, because that is a little unusual for the clone clearing calls.
What actually happened was, as we were doing the reproductive system, on the call, I actually saw, the energies of a few women, and
right.
They were actually having, out of them, like being a baby incubator, they had hybrids. And sure, you may have heard that term before. So it's your genetics with some alien species genetics, and you're helping to bring them forward into a life form. So that's kind of what it's about. I don't know why they don't just take the eggs, which they do also, and just not deal with the actual energy. Maybe it's the emotions that they want to feel in that particular life form versus being like a test tube baby. But on the call itself, we don't normally do this here, so it may sound a little freaky to some of you out there, but we're covering all different areas of this process, and we normally just deal with clones, taking up clones out of you. All is, it's been going for probably about an hour and a half for each Monday. Normally, I just do an hour call, but now doing this here, we are kind of expanding out into a little longer time. That's about all that I can hold energy-wise is an hour and a half. So we go through different body systems, take out clones of you, and we normally look at a physical problem, condition, or just a body system, and are taking clones out from that body system, and from there start feeling better. There's quite a few clones, we'll just say probably 200 to maybe 500 clones on that particular timeline. I do two timelines for each one, and the length, it's hard to say how long it's going to go on for, because I don't know until we stop. That's the way it works. So we probably go through maybe, I'd say, at least eight body systems of different things. Could be blood, could be muscles, could be joints, could be liver, bladder, brain, heart, lungs, different things like this. And, we just do it until the time is stopped, right? I get, too tired to do it, because it is quite a bit of energy to take them out of all the people listening. So that's how that works, and you feel better afterwards, and you start noticing that, I guess you're going to notice about the word plastic people. Oh, I'm seeing right now as we're speaking, if I can do a Monday workshop at the Conscious Life Expo, taking out clones. So I'll know about that pretty quickly here, I imagine within a few days. So see if we can get a spot held there. But anyway, I'll be doing that in New York and also L.A. L.A.'s first, about the middle of February. And then New York is, I think, near the end of March, I think. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I know the L.A. one is usually around Valentine's weekend, if it lands on a weekend. So, okay, so, and the clone call on Mondays, if anybody is interested who hasn't been on them yet, those are $20 for the hour, and you can sign up through Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and scroll down on the left in the menu bar down there to conference calls, and that will take you into the page to get on the call. And it is a telephone conference call, so you'll be dialing into a phone number and hearing what Ron is doing. So the next one will be next Monday. It's after BBS on Station 1 here on Mondays, so it's at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So Shannon was just making a comment that she did the gray skies clearing today, Ron, and that's a free clearing on Ron's website, and it made a big hole over the house again. Shannon has great luck with the big holes over her house. It's really interesting to hear. So it must have been cloudy out there, Shannon, where you are. I'm in L.A., and it wasn't so cloudy today. So that's great that you got that. Do you want to, Ron, quickly just mention what the gray skies clearing is for anyone who hasn't done that?
Yeah, basically it takes out the alien races that are hiding in the clouds in the sky. Remember, the clouds are first there, and so we call those ship clouds. These are the flat-bottom clouds of alien spacecraft, up whatever, 100, under 100,000 feet, we'll say, probably between 10 to maybe 100,000, whatever the clouds are out there. And would guess probably the average might be about 30,000 feet. Although here in Mount Shasta, the mountain is only about 14,000, 15,000 feet, and they hang out on the mountain, I'll say probably maybe 10,000. So a lot of them don't show up any longer. If they do show up, they get terminated. Well, if you lived here, you'd realize that the clouds are no longer around like they used to be 10 years ago. But most people are oblivious to it, so, the mind control patterns are very strong. That's the way it works, so they don't know what's actually happening. But the gray sky clearing gets rid of the aliens that are cloaking the gray skies, so they're there, but they don't want to be seen in the clouds. So once you do the gray sky clearing, the light ship comes and terminates destroys, I guess you could use the word, the termination is actually better. Gets rid of everything there, and all of a sudden the sun can come through where it's supposed to be, back to the reality here of this planet, the way it's supposed to be without alien beings, ships, etc., giving you mind control patterns. So that's what the gray sky is about. So if you do see gray skies around you or in your neighborhood, do that clearing, do it as much as you can, and you may start to see the clouds or the sky changing, or both. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. When you were doing the clearing out of our joints, Ron, Jane says that her joints were twitching and feeling squirmy. And Kathy's asking, what critters sit in our muscles?
Normally it's the caterpillars.
Okay.
It could be ants. Sometimes small little flies will go in there, too. But I think the majority of them would be the caterpillars.
Okay. And then Cammy is asking, what causes the light forms that are in our joints? What are they doing there?
Well, they're living off of you. So if you just think of a dead animal, what comes into the animal is maggots, from flies, and the larva there eats the host. So basically you are a host. And what's eating you? What's crawling underneath your skin? There's different phrases, What's bugging you,
Mm-hmm.
All these phrases are real. So you never really put them into the alien vocabulary of these aliens being with you, my skin is crawling, right? We all have different phrases that we have heard in the past, you know? And, you know, another one would be plastic people, you know? Well, that's the clones. So, you know, it is in our vocabulary, different things. And, so yeah, you are a host. You are something that the aliens are living off of. And they will eat you up. That's probably why we die early, along with our emotional problems that we have. And just think of the alien movies and different things, you know. Got vampires that would, you know, suck people's blood out of them, right? And they don't like to see light. And when they, you know, they come out at night. And then you have, you know, like the movie Alien, where this thing pops out of the person's chest. And then you also have people that have developed some kind of weird problem because they were infected with something. And, you know, they change, come into a shapeshifter or something like that. These are all what the movies are about. So as you watch these sci-fi movies, just realize that they're probably all true. Just that you haven't seen it yet. And some people will see those movies and get terrified, only because they know that it's probably happened to them, either in this lifetime or maybe in the past. So if you do see a movie like that and your body starts, you know, jerking around or shuddering or you want to cover your eyes or something, more than likely you had that experience. Your body does not like it because it dealt with it already. You're just seeing it for maybe the 20th time over again, and your body's freaking out. Oh, that's another way of looking at it. It's not like you have this unexplained fear, you know, like, oh, man, you're judging this as, oh, this is a bad movie, you know. This, you know, no, it's because you've experienced it. So that's how you have to look at it. So they'll put new light on what you have experienced from the past. So if you're freaked out, upset about something, you're living there. That's your reality. That's the way it works. And your body knows about it, or you may not even know about it consciously, because the mind may not even want to tell you about it, or might even be blocking it out. But the body, once it sees it, it knows what's real, what isn't. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Ron, we should probably mention for Cammie that the alien life forms in us are energetic, so we don't actually have physical ants and physical maggots crawling in us. So maybe you can explain that a little bit. Some people can see these. Luckily, I can't, but Ron, you have the misfortune of being able to see them.
Yeah, these are energetic life forms, so they're living with you. And can they become physical? More than likely, yes, I'm sure they could. And you know, we're not at that stage yet of having them become physical, because they are energetic to us, because our senses will not see them as physical. Now, if you're able to see them as physical, then, you know, they are. And I do see them as physical when I see these in people. I do see these physical life forms, where you yourself may just see them as, or hear about them and think, oh, I got this thing here. Well, I actually see them physically. That's why I take them out. So that's the bottom line there. You don't have to have an implant put into you that you physically see that, you know, is pulled out of you and dropped into a glass of water or something, and you see a little piece of metal that is there, and maybe the metal doesn't have any real weight to it, and it's some kind of alien thing, and nobody knows what it is. Well, that would be the physical implants. But you do have energetic, invisible implants that are just as effective as the physical ones. You don't have to have anything physical to validate what I'm talking about. Most people want to see physical fact. And with these things, you're not really going to have it, unless you're actually able to see the alien life forms and the critters. There are people who can actually see them. In fact, I saw a thing on YouTube where they had a picture of a person that I think was in prison or something. They're doing some special x-rays on him. And they actually saw an alien living in the guy's brain. So you might just type that into YouTube if you want to see that. I don't know what you would exactly type, but you might just put prisoner or alien in head or something, or in brain, and it may come up. And it's there. So they caught it live. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, and you know, This is reminding me, just the other day, a friend of mine called who doesn't do CLS clearings yet, but called and told me she had had a disgusting dream that night where there were about a dozen people in it. I was in the dream, apparently, and everyone but me, and I'm wondering if it's because of my lightship, you know, work that I've done with you, Ron, everybody was covered on the outside of their skin with these maggot-colored worms. She said they were about 2 inches long. And some people were able to brush them off, but she wasn't. And she was getting completely, completely covered in them. And then the next minute, she didn't have any clothes on, and every piece of her skin on her whole body was covered with them. And she used the phrase, they were sucking the energy out of me. And I just thought, oh, boy, you know, I tried to tell her a little bit about what it could be. But that actually is raising another question for me, which is, and I meant to ask you this the other day, if we know we've been in somebody else's dream and that we know they're not going to do any clearings on it, can I, in this instance, do a timeline crash on their dream even though I didn't have the dream? Because I was in it.
If you were in it, I would say yes. Other than that, okay. They'd have to do their own timeline crash. So,
right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was just thinking because I know she's not going to do it, but I would do it for me because of me being in it. So I just wanted to make sure that would work, even though I'm not aware of that dream that she had or that timeline
and it could
that she
be just,
was on.
You know, the aliens could have given, brought an illusion of you into the dream, too. So it may not even, you know, even been you in the dream, but what you need, they needed people, see, to show up.
Oh,
in the,
okay.
You may have been one of them, but yeah, it's still, since you mentioned it, you're still energetic connected to that, you know, corded.
Right.
Because you were in there and she brought it forward. So I would definitely do that, you know, the clearing to get rid of that energy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, great.
Oh, it could work both ways. You could have been there, or you just could have had, you know, a person there like that looked like you in the dream because they needed to have a body there, and she knew you. And so, you know, it was just an opportunity for her to share with you that wisdom that she picked up, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Lovely, yeah.
So, okay, so Michael has a question, and he's just asking what's the number for the New Year's call. So, Michael, what you do, if you'd like to be on the call, you need to go onto Ron's website and register for that. And then once you have bought that call, which will be 3 or 4 hours long, and it's $20, you'll get the number emailed to you.
It's still not in place quite yet, but it will be shortly here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so soon.
So,
all right. Well, I guess we'll announce when it's up on the site.
It's still in the process, so it should be up within maybe a half a week or so. So I'll let everybody know. Hey, Carrie, what can we do?
All right. Well, Michael has another question, and about the alien parasitic life forms, and he's asking, so how many of these critters can fit into our bodies?
Since they're energetic, no, it could be a lot. So, no, I can't really say how many there are. I could say that there's thousands. I feel real comfortable with that one. I could even say millions. That would be even more freaky for some people listening, but I'll say there could be thousands. So at some point, you have to decide, are you empowered enough to do clearings to get these things out of you, or are you going to be freaked out with the negativity that these things are in you already and not want to do anything about it? So that's the way it works. And the light ship can help you to get these things out of you. But you had them all along. So you have to remember this here. The fact that I may be giving you this bad, awful news, you know, it's no big deal. You already have them. Not like you just got all these things inside of you and you're going, oh, yuck, you know. Well, you've had them for your whole life. Parents had them. They passed them on to you. Your grandparents had them, and all this stuff is there. So, you know, What do you choose to do about it now that you become consciously aware of what's going on with your body? You know, you could turn the show off here and say, I don't believe that, and goodbye, Charlie, I'm gone. Never listen to CLS again because it's too awful to get this information. That's true. And your brain would love to do that, you know, not your brain, but your, you know, thoughts, because the aliens don't want you to hear the truth. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. But once you understand that, yeah, you know, why is my life so messed up here? Why do weird things happen? Then you start understanding that these shows are very beneficial for you to get an awareness of what's happening to you. Why didn't you ascend 2,000 years ago? Why are you still here? Maybe because you didn't ascend. How long have you been here? Lost the ascension points. You know, that's almost, it has been here for like 50,000 years. So you already missed 25 of those ascension points. Now you're going to miss the 26th one. No, it's up to you to do clearings to get out of here. Each time the dark side comes and does something to take humanity sideways, whether it's through some kind of spiritual teachings or whatever they do, whatever it is, they're doing it. Now we have the internet and radio programs like this where you can get empowered enough to know what's happening. So, yeah, you have a choice now. If you didn't have that choice 2,000 years ago, now you do. Now it's all over the place on the internet. Just, you know, tell your friends, listen to this show, find out about ascension, the real ascension. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Romney is asking how to participate in the Gray Sky Calls, but it's actually, Romney, it's the Gray Skies Clearing, and it's on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's on the home page over on the left, just a tiny little way down. There's a drop box for free clearings, and it is in that, and Shannon is just saying that it was a cloudy day and that she ran the clearing, and then a large blue hole appeared. It was so cool. And then the skies cleared up in her whole area. Romney, it's on the website, on the homepage, and it's a free clearing. So next time you have clouds in your sky or it's totally overcast, run the clearing and see if you get a giant hole in the sky above your house too. It's really, really amazing to watch that happen. Okay, what was the other thing I was just going to say? All right. Oh, let's see. Candy's asking if we can have some water for mouthwash water. So Ron does a lot of water charging on different calls. I don't know if you want to do that, Ron, now or not. It's only about $1 to do on the website.
Go on the website. Instead of getting a glass, you know, get much more so you can have more of a benefit. It's only $1. So just go on the website and do the water charging. So let's see. We could talk about some of the clearings. We can have callers tonight. Somebody would like to call in about a CLS clearing that they maybe had recently. Maybe they had a friend do a clearing and they saw the changing of their friend or something. That would be good. A lot of people who do the clearings will find out that their past is kind of released from them. They can walk away from situations, and they probably know more about how their friends, the ones that they still have anyway, you know, because the negative ones you want to get rid of, you know, the good friends will say that are the true friends. You may say, gee, this person really changed a lot, you know, or, man, you look different today. What did you do? What kind of a skin cream are you using? Because your face, the wrinkles went away. All you say is, man, I just had an emotional clearing, you know. Anybody would like to comment on that, that would be wonderful, what they maybe have experienced in a friend of theirs and or what, you know, has happened to them. Oh, back to you, Harry.
Okay. And so Hart is asking if you can explain how the new Skype format works for the calls. Has that email gone out yet, Ron? I'm not sure.
I don't think it has yet. I know you can use Skype, I believe, and you just use your Skype phone number to call in on the call, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the same.
Oh, it's just another phone line that you can use off the computer. You don't really need, I think, anything special. You just dial up your Skype and use that to call the number.
There might be a few steps that you have to go through. There is going to be a page that's going to be emailed out to everybody, and this is going to be good for people who are living and listening from other countries. So that'll be going out
tomorrow. So if you can't get on it tonight, and you know, check and get on our email list, and I may also try to get this posted on the website with the different country codes and things. Country phone numbers, put it that way, and we'll see what happens with that. But if you haven't got on our email, just go to the website and click on email. You just type in your email address twice there, and you get a confirmation back that you want to be on it. Do yes, and then you'll get the email automatically when we send it out. So we'll probably be sending it out maybe either tonight or tomorrow, and that's what I think will be happening. Oh,
okay.
Back to you, Carrie. And we got
all right.
5 minutes to go before we go on the call. That'll be wonderful.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm getting an echo of myself. So Stephanie is asking, did we actually really choose the darkness we have been subjected to?
Well, to mind control, you have, yes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But yeah, that is correct. At some point, you wanted to have a emotional experience, which is duality, and by choosing duality, chose darkness. So yes, Otherwise, you would have no duality. You did choose duality, which is darkness energy. That's when you judge the light, and the light, you don't want to have it in peace energy, because you want to experience that rock and roll event here of emotions going from one extreme to the other, causing your body troubles, problems, blocked energy to kill you. Well, that's why people are stuck here. They chose the darkness. It may not have been you, but your ancestors did. And you're responsible now for all of their stuff. What a load you have. So you're responsible for your body genetics now to clean it out. They gave you this big bag of doo-doo, okay? And you have to deal with it. Because it's going to kill you if you don't. You won't ascend if you don't deal with it either. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Candy was asking for a couple of body parts to be decloned. I don't think you're doing those on the shows, Ron, just on the Monday calls, but maybe you can address that.
Well, we do a lot of clone clearing, yes.
On Monday.
I do two timelines of different issues, and it all depends how many we do according to how much time we have and the amount of energy that it takes out of me to do this. So get on the call. It's be this coming Monday. Starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you are interested in being decloned, do that. If you happen to be living in Los Angeles or around L.A., come to the Conscious Life Expo. I'll be having, I'll have two lectures and a workshop. Workshop should be free, and then I'm hoping to have a special event the day after the expo, which will be Monday. That's still in the works here. I can get put in there. So back to you, Harry.
Okay, looks like Larry's tried to call in, and he's letting us know that lines 1 and 4 are not working. I'm not sure which ones you and I are on,
Why don't you try calling in on station 2, because they'll still pick the phone up, and then they can transfer you over to this one here. So just try station 2 line.
Okay, great. All right. So while we're waiting to see if anyone gets through, Stephanie has another question about duality, and she's asking, did the animals here also choose duality?
I think they put them into duality somewhat, but not like what we're in. So they don't have that much judgment compared to us. They just have survival, having something else eat them possibly. Aside from that, they don't necessarily think, judge people, judge anybody else, you know, and have all this mind stuff going into them like humans have here. So that's the way it works. Animals are pretty clean, and they're much easier to heal as compared to humans, because when you work with an animal, pet or animal, we'll say, the animal would be a pet, we'll say, like a dog or a cat. They normally take the energy very nicely, because the energy of the duality that they're living in really isn't that much there, and you know, you can get them cleared pretty easily. In fact, if you have a dog or cat or whatever, do an emotional clearing on them. Best thing you'd ever do for the animal, for your pet. It's just fantastic to watch them change little personalities, and it might be a fear of something, and you can get rid of it, and all of a sudden they live a happier life, because they're stuck with the drama and trauma of a past event, too. One example could be like, you know, maybe a dog or cat fell into a swimming pool or something. Well, right away now they're afraid of water, possibly. They fell into a lake or whatever and had a hard time. Now they're afraid of water. Well, that's an emotional trauma. Heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Yeah. Hi, yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Ron, if when I was a teenager, if my dog Taffy, she seemed an awful lot like a light bean. Was she similar to a light bean?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not that I can see, no. But
was awful similar to such a peaceful, good dog. I've never seen one so tranquil.
It may not have had much emotional energy or traumas.
Uh-huh.
That's probably...
Were the animals get taken to the light ship? Will they ascend?
Yeah, uh-huh.
They will. Yep. And also, my tree spirit, did it go to the light ship today? The tree died. Did it go there?
Yes, it would go into quarantine first, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, because I saw that it died, and I trimmed the tree, and the beetles, it seems like, they infested the tree. And then I saw on the Internet where they wanted to drill holes through the tree, they said, and they would put ammonia in the holes. And I don't think we would like it if somebody poisoned our bodies when we were about to die. What's less a tree spirit to poison its body, and that's traditional among the people, but to respect the tree spirit, I think we should try to get it to the light. And when it ascended from the tree, the dark spirits came after it, and I called the Star of David to protect it, and then apparently they took it to quarantine then.
Yes, that would be correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay, I appreciate knowing that. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Okay.
Good job, Larry.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Hawk is saying that the email came about Skype, but she's still confused because you usually need a contact name. So we'll read that page again, Hart, and see if there's anything that needs to be changed on there, and figure out what if there's a piece of missing information, and we'll talk about that, I guess, on the next show on Friday. So let's see, I have 10 of. So there's a new call-in phone number for the Q&A tonight. So if you guys want to write that down, since that's coming up in 10 or 12 or so minutes, it's area code 559-546-1301. And I think Larry typed it in at the beginning of the show into the fast chat again here. So maybe, Larry, you could type it in one more time toward the end so it's up on the current page. And it's 559-546-1301, and the PIN number for this new call-in number is 697590, and then the pound sign, 697590, and the pound sign. And then the address to email your questions to is CLS, the letters for Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural, @yahoo.com, and then in the subject line, if you can specify what night, whether it's tonight or Friday night, you will be listening, so we know which questions to go to. And that's the one-hour Q&A conference call that Ron will be having right after the show here. Let's see. I have to...
Hey, Janice did 100 Akashic records today. Here's
the timeline ringing. Crashes?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. that her ears are ringing, but it must be helping out her ears. That's wonderful.
That's interesting, because when you did that sample the other day on the show, Ron, I think that's the one where I felt like my ears really wanted to pop. They didn't pop, but it was that pressure feeling, you know, like when you go up in an airplane and you're waiting for your ears to pop. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so she's requesting a little quick healing here.
Okay.
Let's do that here, see what happens. So here we go. Working with their ears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. A lot of energy there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Don is saying he's feeling ignored and neglected by his girlfriend. Can anybody help? So what clearing would you do for feeling ignored or neglected?
I think if you have a whole lot of emotional one, then that's what you need to do first, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's because that takes away, because you're just recycling old emotions. You're recycling stuff from the past. And you have that because your ancestors gave it to you. And your parents had it, your grandparents had it, and going back to who knows when. And so you're just dealing with issues that they handed you. Remember, if you had it cleared out of you, if you had no emotions relating to that specific incident, then you wouldn't be dealing with it. So you may even want to do, since it's an emotional issue for you, then I would get on and do the timeline crashing. I think it's $20 a week, $60 for the month. And you may want a timeline crash for guilt, you know, maybe anxiety, you know, it could be anger also coming up afterwards. But the main thing is you have that issue, so you're wearing it, oh, like this bright badge on your coat, you know, saying that, yeah, I am dealing with this. This is in my life right now, and this is what I choose to experience, because you are choosing it because your body wants to get it out of you. May not be consciously involved with you, but your girlfriend did you a favor by bringing up this issue that would probably possibly kill you. Oh, you want to get that out of you. Do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And then to help you out further, then the timeline crashing will help. But if you do the timeline crashes now, it's just strictly going to be a Band-Aid. It will help you. But you want to get the roots out. You don't want to just take the plant that's growing and put more dirt over it, which is what you're going to be doing, and thinking that you're fixed, because that's the way it works. So you want to do the clearing. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we've got 10 questions already for the Q&A. Wow, that's great.
Good.
Okay.
Just a curious question here. I don't know why the ears would be affected by the Akashic Records.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's quite interesting. It's just probably maybe something that they connect to in the physical body. Maybe they cord the ears. Maybe they have some alien out there listening to what's going into your head so they can put you into a timeline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your ears are responding to that. Oh, back
yeah.
to you, Carrie.
And they want us to listen to our past so that we're stuck in the past. Okay, I'm just scanning here. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, Larry. Putting up the Q&A phone number in there now. excuse me. I don't see any of the questions. I hope I haven't missed any. I'm just scrolling back real quick. We just have a couple of minutes left. I did see somebody asking for a clearing for their hip. I'm not finding it right now. I know we did joints earlier, Ron, and I focused on my hip when you were taking maggots out of our joints, I think. But maybe we could end with a pain sample for that person's hip.
Yeah, I'll do a pain sample clearing. Remember, these clearings are just Band-Aids. So, you know, I'm sure that all of you who've been on the calls, you know, on this program a long time know that these hearings work wonderfully. But it's up to you to go to the root of the problem and to do a whole lifetime clearing. Just doing Band-Aid clearings, you know, even if you feel great afterwards, is not really helping you that much. It may relieve the problems right now, but it's still with you. So that's why you want to do the clearings to get it out of you. Here we go. Take away pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So it's about time to get off the program here. We're approaching the top of the hour here. So I'll see you probably in about 5 minutes on the special Q&A program. Thank you, Carrie. We'll see you in a few, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.